Welcome to the Mercer County High School Sports Spotlight. This week, I'm Ty Taylor. We're talking Mercer County Golden Eagle Volleyball with senior Molly Hoffman. Earlier in the season, Molly broke the program's career kills record, which was set at over 640 kills. So congratulations on that honor, Molly. We'll start there. What did it mean for you to be able to break a career record in the program you play for?
Yeah, it meant a lot to me. It was one of my goals going into the season was to get that. And yeah, I'm hoping to like continue making it higher, obviously. And I mean, it was like it's a team thing because obviously I can't get kills without a good set and a good pass leading up to it. So it just shows a lot about the team too.
Did you know that you were close coming into the season, I guess, or was it kind of a surprise when they said, hey, you broke the record? So did you know it was coming, I guess, kind of midway through the year?
I mean, I didn't really know the number exactly until, like, that night. But I figured I was probably getting close, just, like, from what, like, we did know about the old record.
So talking about breaking that record, I mean, that's a lot of kills, obviously, in a career. So what do you attribute you being able to reach that milestone to? You mentioned, you know, some of your teammates earlier, obviously. But overall, I mean, how do you go about breaking that record, you think? What all went into it?
I think, yeah, obviously the team. But also, like, when I played club, I think that really helped me, like, get awareness and, like, just know more about the game and like what's open.
So we can kind of go off of that, I guess. You know, coming into like high school for you, I'm sure you've grown a ton as a player from, you know, your freshman year to now a little past the midway point of your senior year. So when you look at the growth you've made as a volleyball player, can you point anywhere to say these are kind of the places where I think I got better the most? Like where did the progression come from?
Yeah, I think a lot of it, I mean, this past season of club was really good. I had a great coach and he really taught me a lot about the game, but also at school, I feel like it's so much fun just playing with my friends and I'm still learning, and each school and club are both fun in their own ways.
And then another question for you, I think a lot of people don't really fully understand volleyball, right? I think there's a lot of intricacies that people, if you just watch the game, you don't really pick up on. So you're a kid from Mercer County who plays the full rotation, which means you don't really ever get subbed out. So you play in the front row, you play in the back row. Can you speak a little bit about maybe the differences in terms of what you have to do when you're in the front row as opposed to when you're a back row player?
So when I'm in the front row, I feel like I see, like, I don't know, I look at their back row more to like know where I should hit it and be watching that. And then like when I'm in the back row, obviously I'm looking at their hitters, but like I also have to, you got to keep track of like their setters so you know if like if they're front row, if they can dump and swing on you guys.
Okay, and then team-wide for the Golden Eagles, I know over 500 to this point in the season, I think 14-9 right now as we're speaking with Molly. So what do you make of the season so far? I know the regional coming up later this month, you get into postseason play. So just can you give us a progress report on how you think things are going so far for the Golden Eagles in 2024?
I think we're doing pretty good. I was hoping to win a couple more conference games leading up to it, but I still think we can finish on a high note. I think we have a lot more potential that we haven't quite reached yet, but I mean, postseason is a good time to get that. So
we'll speak about kind of what you're looking to hopefully accomplish down the line here to close the season in a moment, but you mentioned, you know, playing in the conference, and I like to ask the kids at Mercer County that I get a chance to talk to, I mean, have you noticed much of a difference when you talk about the conference move to the Three Rivers this year as opposed to the Lincoln Trail last year? I mean, I feel like the games I've been at, whatever sport, it feels like there's just a lot more excitement. There's a lot more people there. Is that something you've been able to notice, you think, in terms of playing in the track this year?
Yeah, I like that we switched, and I like playing them like teams twice because then, like, if like you lose a game, you can go prove that you should have won it. And yeah, and I mean the competition in both like conferences was really tough for girls.
And when you look down the line now this season, like we touched on, the postseason a few weeks away from starting here later this month in October, so just any personal and team goals you have the rest of the season? As we mentioned, obviously you've broken the career kill record for Mercer County, but both individually and team-wide, what are some achievable goals you think you can try to accomplish before you wrap up the career later in about a month or so?
Yeah, the kit record was definitely one of my big goals. As a team goal, like just finishing on a high note and doing well in the postseason and also securing the win in a couple more conference games. I mean, we were ranked to be last, so anything higher than that.
That is Mercer County senior Molly Hoffman, the new career kill record holder for the Golden Eagles volleyball program, as Mercer County off to a 14-9 start, a matchup with Farmington on Wednesday night this week. And Molly, congratulations on the record and best of luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.